One man who might prefer to remain undiscovered is Sam Sifton. The New York Times announced this past week that Sifton will be the paper's new chief restaurant critic. His columns can make or break a dining establishment, and as NPR's Jack Zahora reports, he's not giving much away about what he does and doesn't like.
Sam Sifton has been the New York Times cultural news editor for several years. He's also edited the newspaper's dining section. But getting him to describe what kind of critic he'll be is like making reservations at a four-star restaurant.
How I go about reviewing restaurants falls under the category of tradecraft.
Well, what about Sifton's credentials as a critic?
Like many Americans, I have eaten my entire life.
Okay, maybe he has a favorite food.
My favorite food is delicious food.
Sifton has a reason to be elusive. His job demands anonymity. His predecessors, such as Ruth Reichel, wore disguises. And when last week the Times released a photo of their current critic, Frank Bruni, many in the food industry were stunned. But since Bruni announced in mid-May that he was stepping down, gourmands have been playing the guessing game. And now that Sifton has arrived on the scene, chefs are on the lookout.
The managers know what he looks like. The hostesses know what he looks like. The servers know what he looks like. You know, we have to be on our guard.
Executive chef Kevin Garcia grills a spare rib at Cesca, an Italian restaurant on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Like at most restaurants, Garcia trained his staff to spot critics. Garcia says they'll order from the menu with a certain confidence and know the wine list a little too well. Plus, Garcia made everyone Google Sifton's picture.
It's a clean slate now. I mean, he can choose to give a four-star restaurant 3 stars.
Or even worse. And in New York City, where restaurants go out of business before you've heard of them, a write-up in the Times is key. Garcia says a good review usually means a 3-month bump in business. A bad review might lead to disaster. But Sam Sifton says he won't only visit fine dining establishments.
I also hope to be eating at some of the less expensive ones, indeed some of the dirt cheap ones.
Hey, my name is Barry. Welcome to Amsterdam 106.
This Manhattan pub is packed with customers. But Barry Simon, who tends bar at Amsterdam 106, says she couldn't spot a critic, let alone Sam Sifton.
I'd say 9 times out of 10, no. Their forehead isn't branded or anything.
Which just goes to show, while chefs dream of getting a 4-star review from the New York Times, for business, there's nothing like good old word of mouth. Jack Zahora, NPR News, New York.